Today, we'll speak about Esther. Esther is an example for us today in the whole situation. Dear brothers and sisters, I had liked to be here, but by circumstances I cannot be here. That's the message of Natanya. But I think this message is for you. And when I'm finished with talking, you don't believe it maybe, but know that since January already I had to deal with this topic today, and the comparison with the week of last week of Herman Boon is pure hazard, but maybe not, maybe it has to be like that. And last month often there was a call to surrender your life to Jesus and to choose for him again, to go for him. And many times there have been people who gone to the front to give their lives to him, or maybe again to give their lives to him. That's beautiful, but it also can be done too easy, maybe. It is difficult to hold on in our practical life, and that also was the topic of Herman Boon last week. Belief at Sunday and life as always through the week is so easy. What impact you can have on your own life? You are born at a place in the world. You didn't choose that place, you didn't choose your family, and you didn't choose how you was brought up. It is good to choose to go for the Lord in the meeting. That's very good, and to do it every time again. But we also are called to practice it in the other days, to live your life with him. How you do that with a life that just comes over you sometimes. A practical example we find in Esther, in the book of Esther. You know the story, I think, maybe. You think it is strange that the name of God is nowhere mentioned in this book, in the Bible. But through the whole story, his presence is to feel. You can notice it. But if you don't know the story, and for an introduction, here a short summary. The story begins with King Ahasuerus. King Ahasuerus was a famous king of the Persian Empire. He had many wives, but only one queen. But this queen was disobedient and he rejected her. Ahasuerus collected beautiful ladies from the whole country to select a new queen. They just were picked up and brought to the palace. It's unimaginable in this time. Esther was considered as the most beautiful girl, and Ahasuerus fell in love with her. He made her queen. However, the Queen had many other ladies who took his attention, and after, in the course of the time, he had less attention for her. Mordecai was the uncle of Esther. He brought her up because she didn't have parents anymore. Mordecai was an important man at the court. And he saved the king of a conspiracy. This was registered in the Chronicles. Then Haman, the second man of the country, became important. Haman hated Jews. This hate towards Jews was in the whole country. Haman was a descendant of King Asach, king of Agag, king of the Amalekites. Amalekites want to kill the people of Israel. It's a hate. They still have it. You see it in Hamas. Hamas has the purpose to destroy the Jews. It was then, but also now. So Mordecai said to Esther, "Don't tell where you are from." And Haman had a quarrel with Mordecai, because Mordecai refused to bow for Haman. There came a law that 12 months later, the population had the right to kill the Jews in the whole empire. It was accepted by the king. Haman had said, "The king, let that happen." He had said to the king, "The Jews are bad, so you have to eradicate them." This was a law of Medians and Persians, so it was untouchable. It could not be changed. The law was made known, and also Mordecai heard of that law. But also Mordecai was a Jew. Because of that, because he was mourning, he could not enter the palace. He stayed before the gate of the palace. But Esther lived separated from the world. She heard about the behavior of Mordecai, that he was mourning. And a servant of the king, who she confessed, asked Mordecai what was going on. And he told it. Mordecai told Esther, "You have to go to the king, so that you can change his mind." But Esther explained to Mordecai, "That's no option. It's not allowed to come to the king. Only when the king has called you, then you can go to the king." "If you do that, I can be killed." When you came to the king and the king stretched out his scepter, then it was allowed to approach. The reaction of Mordecai was, at the message of Esther, is written in Esther 4, verse 4. "For if you remain silent at this time," Mordecai said to Esther, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. Here you see four elements, it battles about Esther, which we can discern. First, Esther is there. It could also be you. It matters about you. It's about Esther, but like always, these words are written for us. So take it personally. The second element is the time, the timing. The timing at this time. And that in the third place, the place and then the purpose. Mordecai suggests that Esther is at the right place at the right time. And the finish of the story confirms that. The purpose of Esther is to seek to make known the secret of her descendants, that she is a Jew. So that actually she was condemned to death. In that way she can ask the king to soften that decision to kill all the Jews. Through the Bible, God wants to bring us up and to lead us on the way that we have to go. And Esther got the request to stand up and to go to the king for her people. In the same way, we can ask the Holy Spirit what we have to do in our life. And Mordecai said, if you don't do it, there will be another solution, but not by you. God doesn't need, actually, us as people. Maybe God can work in a quicker way. But yet, God asks us to have input. Everybody at his own place. You are free to answer that question. This, your answer has consequences for another one, but also for yourself. Back to Esther. She was fearful, and it's understandable. What is stressing to go at unknown ways. Often we think about problems that are not there really, or don't come at all. If God asks something from you, and he gives something in your mind to do, it's easy to say, who am I that I can do that? Another one can do it much better. Why I have to do that? Am I good enough? But when God asks you, you have to react upon it. Then Esther brought a message to Mordecai. Collect all the Jews from Susan and fast for me. Then I'll go to the kingdom, although it's forbidden. And when I have to, if I have to die, it will be so. Esther got courage. She stands up, and she asks the other Jews to fast and pray. That's one. Is connected with each other. One of the ways, one of the hidden ways, in what way God is to see in this story. They focus, they seek their help at God. And Esther said, "Do I have to perish? Then I perish." Sometimes I think of Marcel, he's going to a faraway country. But maybe he is saying the same. When I perish, then I perish. Let us take care that the Bible and the Holy Spirit are so confident for us that we always know what we have to do. So it's important to confine yourself to God. That's not only at Sunday, but all the week. Who enjoyed the church meeting last Christmas? It was a beautiful meeting, and many people were concerned. It was a powerful testimony, even far over the frontiers of our country. But now we go to Eastern, and many people say, "We did enough, we won't rest now." And there was a call to produce a meeting with Easton, but we have the love of Jesus, but only 3 people signed up. So this Easton meeting will be an ordinary meeting. For God is going on, also without you. Maybe he is working with people in another church. I think he wants to use you. And when he is going to use you, he will make you beautiful in the process. God makes people beautiful to do something for him. In comparison with Mordecai, it will become Eastern. And the message of the evangel will go on. But there is some role for you. Tomorrow evening there's a church meeting about the Eastern meeting. You are invited for it. Moreover, there is much to do in the church. And there are many empty places to fill in. Many places where you can serve the Lord. What is your purpose? What will God do with your life? Back to Mordecai and Esther. Mordecai said, maybe you are at this time, at this place in the history. Is that the reason? God knows why you are here at this place at this time. It is your purpose, it is up to you to find the place that you have for God. That's for everybody of you. For everybody there is a purpose to stand up for Christ and take your place. Amen. It's a beautiful word of Natanya, and it's tough for us all. And we have to test it in ourselves. Why you are put at a particular place here on the earth at this moment. Maybe you can say another also can do it, but also you can wonder or say, do I perish, then I perish. That doesn't apply to the situation in Holland. But store this message in your heart and realize yourself what you can do. Maybe not in this community or elsewhere. I will pray with you. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for the word of Netanya. You gave it to her. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the words of Esther, that it also applies at our situation today. Help us to show your kingdom. And thank you that you want to use us. Here we are. Here I am. Use me. So it also applies to me. Use me, make me firm and full of fire, love, passion for you, for your purpose, Lord, to save the people for eternity. So I pray that we may open our hearts, and that the coming time we pray or fast, that we search you, that you can show what our purpose is at the place where we are put at this moment. Amen.